This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, History Hotties, welcome to another episode of Mysteries, the podcast that is really effing up the history community. My name's Shane Todd. His name? Kier Malky Jared Bartlett. Is that right or wrong?
Right.
Why do you still have an email address that is from Queen's University?
Have I told this story before?
No, don't.
I had to fill in a form. It said full name, and I wrote Kieran Bartlett on it, and my ma was with me, and she took that form and scrunched it up and put Norman in front of me and went, it says full name. And I wrote Kieran Malky Jared Bartlett on it, and like everything. And I still use my Queen's email.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. And everything. Why do I still have the Queen's email?
Yeah.
Because you can opt to keep it for life, and I just couldn't be fucked changing everything over.
Do you know what you are?
A sad bastard.
A mummy cuck.
Oh, yeah, I am.
You're a mummy cuck.
She says shit like that. Write your full name. It happens.
Yeah. So look, if you've never watched or listened to an episode of Mysteries, we try and separate the mystery from the history.
Oh, wow. That's good.
You like that?
Yeah.
Why do you have so many PhDs, man? What are you doing?
Another one. I'm doing. I'm.
Oh, DJ Khaled.
I have one. It's another one. That's Craig David as well.
Also,
I don't know why I did the wee voice.
Such a bad.
I know.
DJ Khaled. No, another one.
That wasn't DJ. That was my Craig David. It's another one. It's another one. Gonna make you dance to this. Oh.
What's your flavor? Tell me what's your flavor. That wasn't bad.
It was good. It was good. Next stars in the race.
Yeah, maybe.
Craig David.
So, I don't know. What did I say? Oh, why do you have so many PhDs?
Because I did one and now I'm doing a second one. A lot of people don't do the second one, but I'm enjoying it.
A lot of people don't do the first one.
A lot, to be fair.
Because you know what's wick? School.
It's a one.
And you know what you keep going to? School.
This is my last trip. It's non-uniform day. I'll be.
Do you still go to the freshers for?
No. Well, not at Birmingham. Go to the one at Queens.
You go to the. Is that what you need to do in the three?
Birmingham, yeah.
Of course you are.
Well, they have a good classics department and they do distance learning, so.
Birmingham's a sad place.
But it's a good
uni. As a city.
It's a good uni.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the better classics departments in the UK.
Fuck off, Kieran.
Of course, I don't mind doing a PhD in the UK while residing here in Ireland.
This episode of Mysteries today is all about, fair to say, a big figure in history. This guy might be, I don't mean, when I use the word great here, I don't mean like, oh, that's great, I love that.
Great guy.
I mean, one of the greatest rulers of all time in terms of what he was able to achieve. We are talking about Genghis Khan. Kieran, what do you know about Genghis Khan, man?
I know.
Probably as much as me.
I know that there was a, I know that there was a taxi driver that I used to use in West Belfast. And he once told me that he was given the opportunity to name his grandson and chose Genghis. But he would say Genghis when he said it.
Doesn't make it any better for the kid.
And
it's all right.
I think they made it the middle name.
And even so, that's a strong middle name.
His privileges were revoked.
Kieran Malky Jared Genghis Bartlett?
Yeah, yeah.
Wild?
It is wild. Imagine that.
That's a real taxi driver move.
Isn't it?
To throw in a Genghis.
Yeah, imagine like a wee Vespasian rolling around West Belfast. Oh, sounds more like a South Belfast thing as well.
Or like a type of Subaru.
I'm driving a Subaru, that's great. A Subaru Vespasian. I know Genghis Khan. I know he was like a Mongolian leader. I know that he swept through quite a lot of Europe. I know that he killed Asia. I thought he did like Eastern Europe.
Well, Eastern Europe, yeah. Eastern Europe,
it's
yeah.
Quite a lot, like.
It is. Big place.
Big bit. And I know that he put a lot of fuckers to the sword, like.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah.
And I mean a lot. One of the things that's disputed, though, that we'll get into, Dan, before I jump into Genghis Khan, not literally, he jumped into a lot of people. Because he had a lot of kids.
I heard that he had like a shitload of kids.
Absolutely.
Love the RAP, rape and pillage. Yeah.
Rape and pillage was the order of the day back when he was.
Yeah.
Order of, imagine that being literally
the order,
like,
of the day.
You get your wee sheet, your wee to-do list.
The specials.
It's like, fold up your tent, rape and pillage.
What were you going to say then?
No.
Okay. Right, so
people forget about the, both parts of that are sore, like.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll go from the start, and that is Genghis Khan. Not born as Genghis Khan, that's not his name. Both Genghis and Khan are kind of titles that were given to him that he sort of earns.
Right.
His real name is...
Wee Marty.
Tim... I've been saying it all day. Timujin.
Timujin.
Timujin Heap.
He was born...
Nice.
Had the head there of an Nepalese soy boy. So niche.
Yeah.
Is she from like the era of like Kate Nash?
Yeah.
Because you are so bitter.
Fingertips are holding on to the cracks in our foundation.
Don't worry, I fancied a wee bit Kitty B.
Who's Kitty B?
She was a wee bit smacked out.
Who's that?
I keep on moving with the lights on.
Alright, yeah.
Anyway, we're bringing her up. There she is. Kieran.
It's not for me.
you're like Joaquin Phoenix and Gladiator. So, right. He's born as Timujin.
Right.
In Mongolia. We're talking very, very end of the 12th century.
1162.
So he's born in Mongolia. Now, his dad was basically Mongolia then, right, is the Chinese have built like the Great Wall, but like an early incarnation of the Great Wall. So when I talk about like the steps, that means like everything outside
right.
the wall. It basically goes from the Great Wall of China right on to Hungary, right? So we're right. talking about like everything outside of there. So Mongolia is split up into loads of different tribes. And this one kind of particular tribe, I'll call him Timujin up until he becomes Genghis Khan. Right. His dad is like the leader. He's not a big deal, right? He's a big deal within their tribe, but he's not like, no. He's like Kitty B.
Right.
Some people will know her, but like not a huge name in the music industry.
Big deal in that niche genre.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. And some people like Kitty B fancies that, right? Like right. I fancied Kitty B back in the day. So he grows up whenever he's, I want to say like 9, he's taken to become a man and prepare for an arranged marriage.
Right.
So there's an arranged marriage going to happen. They go, we're sending you away. But like maybe a bit like a Spartan thing of like, you'll learn how to fight. You'll learn all this kind of stuff somewhere. I'm going to say in the mountains, but that I'm making that up.
Right.
But in my head, that's where he goes.
Nine, like.
Probably because that is in the film 300.
Right.
Leonidas goes up into the mountains and fights a wolf.
Yeah, when you're 7 in Sparta, you go to the Agogi.
It sounds like a disco.
I know,
in Birmingham. Yeah. It sounds like you go to uni in Birmingham once a month.
Dressed as Leonidas, but looking like FLTs.
THB, top historical banter. So his dad basically like drops him off at man camp, is what I'm calling it.
Man camp.
Hitler's book. MHB, more historical banter. So his dad drops him off at man camp. When his dad is on his way back to their village or to his tribe, there is another tribe that run into his dad on his way back, and they go, listen mate, you look famished. Mum will bring you in for a bit of supper. All right, we'll have a meal with us, have a few drinks with us. And a guy
goes, sausage, chips and beans, very nice.
The guy goes, yes, thanks for it, I'd love to. Sits down, he's eating. What do they do? Poison him. He dies.
Oh, fuck me.
He dies.
Harsh. On purpose?
Yeah,
or was it just like, you know, a wee stink. Bad seafood.
Yeah. So when Timujin then comes back at the age of, I think it's like 18, he finds out a bit more details on what happened, and he goes, don't worry guys, I'm here now, I'm the big man, I'm ready to like be the leader, I'll sort you. He's got a bit of combat experience, all this kind of stuff. He's a man, right? What do the tribes say? Nah, you're right. But probably a bit like if I you know what I mean? Like if I showed up, if me and you showed up and we're like, don't worry, the boys are here. The village were like, no, it's not what we envisaged. Me and you showing up. It's okay. Relax, guys.
Imagine I went to man camp for 9 years and dandered out like this. It's not a great advert for the place, is it?
And I need to go to man camp. I didn't finish. I look like how you dropped out of man camp in my last year. The college dropout. So the village are like, nah, man, it's all good. Don't worry about it. And they sort of like banish him. And he lives in poverty a little bit. Like he's literally eaten, it says. And a lot of this history is Persian history. Right. Right? And what's called secret history. So it's like, a lot of this is going to be myth.
Right.
Right.
Like word of mouth type pastime. Yes.
And you find that his story is kind of like the typical story. Follows the formula.
Rags to riches.
Everyone that we know, kind of.
Yeah. Rats to
So this is his hardship.
Food, I don't know.
And he's eating literally like roots from the ground, nuts, all that kind of stuff. He's struggling big time.
Scrapper.
He has a fight with his, I think it's his half-brother, his older half-brother, and kills him. So Temujin basically is letting people, he's sick of this shit, he's getting treated badly, kills his half-brother and he goes, listen, I'm running things now. And they go, fair enough, like his guy, like, you know what I mean? Like he's not to be messed with. He has a best mate, call him Jamie, right? Because it's something like, I couldn't be bothered pronouncing his name. Best mate Jamie. And he has another mate who's slightly older guy. He's like his minder, sort of.
Right.
And he's like, I'm not going to run with these guys.
I'm picturing an old bouncer from like...
Yes.
I'm trying to think of a bar. Like a Kelly
Thank
Sellers.
Thank you, folks. Okay,
like
folks.
Like a Kelly Sellers.
Yes.
White's Tavern. Yes. Old man bouncer. Yes.
Jimmy might be called Jimica.
Jimica.
Jimmy works.
Jimmy and Bouncer. Right. So his wee crew's kind of him... Jamie and Bouncer, right? He gets married. Temujin gets married with this
woman that was arranged for
the arranged marriage. And
how serious are they about, like, you just buck that one now? Or is this like a...
No.
It's grand. You're married to her, well, but you can just...
Well, no, not at that. At that point, so she goes on to become... Jumping ahead. She goes on to become his, like, life companion. He has four children to her.
Right.
And only the children he has with her can be his heir.
Right, okay.
But back then, like, say you, like... take a village or you take over a tribe, everything becomes your... If I kill you back in those days, everything you have is mine. Your truck.
I like
Chloe.
That.
Kev.
Oh, I don't like that. You can take a truck. Like.
I thought you were going to say, you can take Chloe.
Like, you can take Kev. be like having another old bouncer on your show.
So...
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
So anyway, he marries her, and then she's taken. He's sort of getting together a group of boys. You know what I mean? Like he's like, we're making moves here. She's kidnapped by a guy called the Fat Man.
If it helps you, you can picture that as me.
Another tribal leader, right? From like a nearby group, nearby tribe,
right?
So he's not happy.
Right.
Temujin at all.
He'd be raging to be fair.
He's fuming. So him and his boys,
Temujin.
Him, Bouncer and Jamie,
right.
Make some moves. They go, they kill the fat man. They take his wife back.
I'd love it if they kill the fat man by doing like some sort of like, by luring him out with like, you know, a good smelling Chinese or something.
Yeah.
And like he comes out in the forest.
Or a Mongolian.
You know, like the smell hand from a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From like Salt the Chili Chicken, drags him out into the forest, and then it stops being a smell hand. That's a fist.
Yeah,
just fucking.
Yeah, he dead. Fat man gets killed. Sadly, right.
Easy to deal with fat people.
And when his they just pushed him over.
Yeah,
he couldn't get up. Fat man died just being on his back. They pushed him into like a little bit of water.
Right.
And he just like a 6 centimeters of water. He drowned. One of the best scenes in a movie of all time was Austin Powers when the guy's in front of like the steamroller. Goes outrageous. Austin Powers was great, but doesn't age well if you ever watch it.
Yeah,
again.
No, it's awful. Rare, isn't it? Yeah.
Especially this, like the second and third. First one is great.
I think the second one's okay. I think I saw the second one not that long ago. Is that the one? It's Heather Graham.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Hurley's the first one.
Yeah, Elizabeth Hurley's definitely the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I made a greetings artifact with Austin and Heather Graham on it in want to say first year tech.
Okay. What do you mean greetings artifact?
That's what it's called, a greetings artifact. So it had like, it was like a wee wooden.
Is that your way of saying birthday card?
Do you want to hear? Well, right. So I used
a greetings artifact.
That's what they called it. I'm just telling. We also made a key ring, but they called it a key fob, which is something that I used to hate. Hate that word fob.
The light of the emperor.
Sorry, just let me tell you this dead quick. It was a wee wooden box.
Yeah.
And then there was like a wooden, like a wee MDF thing on the back. Wee plinth. And a wee plinth and then a wee board. And on the board, I had.
Don't need to clarify, there was a board.
Put my card, my Austin Powers picture, my card on that board. And then on the tip of his gun, there was an LED light, and you could press a wee button, and it would light the wee red LED.
Thank you for that.
Simple circuitry.
He goes and kills the fat man.
Right.
Right. And everything, when you kill someone, everything's yours. Right. So he's starting to gather like more people. Now, at this point, when he comes back from that, he's taken prisoner by another tribe.
Right.
He's taken prisoner. They kidnap him.
How hard is he trying to not be taken?
Here's the thing. He's not brilliant. He's not like the main combat guy. He's taken, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he's put in like these stocks. And this tribe that take him were previously loyal to his family.
Right.
Right. So he manages to escape. I don't know how long he's away for, but he does manage to escape. Also worth pointing out, when he brings his wife back from being kidnapped, she has a baby, right?
Kidnapped.
Now, he says to everyone, that's my child, right? Don't be asking any questions, right? So put that in there.
How epic would it be if that kid was just like...
You know, exactly like the fat man?
Yeah. That's funny.
So he escapes, and of course, what does he do? Now he's starting to build up like a fucking... There's vengeance on his mind, and as you'll see, that's something that just continues with him all the time. Cool, have you on break?
Sorry.
He then escapes. He goes back, kills all the guys in this tribe. Now, he basically has now killed like a lot of people, and he's being seen as a bit of a guy. People are like this guy. Watch this guy. All right. Now, what he wants to do is unite all the tribes in Mongolia, because they're all basically all nomadic. Like, his people are nomadic, and actually the title Genghis, which apparently should be pronounced Genghis, but let's not do that because it's weird.
Yeah. Genghis
literally means the lord of those who dwell under felt tents. So basically, like all the nomadic people.
Tent guy.
Shit.
Tent
the
guy
worst.
Can.
The worst Marvel guy.
Yeah.
Tent
yeah.
guy.
Tentman.
Yeah, and Khan means like lord. That's another title he acquires. So he starts like going on this mission about like uniting Mongolia, bringing all the tribes together.
Can do attitude.
Nice. Very nice.
I'm doing that.
Then he's just like sacking. He just starts like I can't find the link.
Don't skip over the sacking of places as if it's like nothing.
So in the early 13th century, he starts to unite tribes and becomes like known as a good leader. Right. And that's his power starts to grow.
Charisma. He's developing a bit of charisma. Right.
Now, another Subaru.
Now, he's got his eye on China. Right. Difficult place to like.
He must have a fucking lot of people in his team then.
Well, these are huge tribes. And if he's bringing them all together, they're just building
You don't just have an eye on China. That's like me going, got my eye on Anthony Joshua. Look, you know what I mean?
But at this time, China wasn't one part.
It's all different kingdoms.
Yeah, but it's like still pretty big. Look,
that's big.
Yeah, but the Mongols are like a warrior race, and they fancy it.
Right.
Also, what's so good about the Mongol warriors is, and it wasn't so like because they all the fought on horseback. They're more like ponies. They're on. These guys did what they did on ponies.
Right.
So you're probably laughing at them coming, you know, riding over the distance. You go, what are these guys doing? Well, these boys are on a bunch of ponies. You'd be laughing until they shoot a bow through your eye. So they had like...
Fuck me.
See those bows that they had? I don't know the exact term for it.
Compound bows?
Compound bows. Way better than like a longbow or anything like that. So this was their... you're looking at their two advantages. Also, to be a Mongol warrior under Temujin, we'll call him Genghis Khan now. When he unites all the tribes of Mongolia, that's when he becomes Genghis Khan. That's when he's given those titles. But you're looking at like all the advantages they had. So they're on horseback. They're able to just, and you're not actually allowed a saddle. They went without a saddle. But they could ride horses and control horses with just their legs. They didn't need to be holding on.
Mental.
So your hands are free. You're able to use the compound bow.
They would have a mobile call.
Yeah, hands free.
Yeah.
But they would have also carried maybe like a javelin. They had these like spears with a hook on the end to bring other warriors on horseback off their horses,
right, okay.
to sort of hook them off their horses. They would have had a lasso as well. But he wouldn't just let anyone. He's going for quality over quantity.
Right.
So he did have he's building a large army, but to be
mostly
in that
cavalry,
army,
look.
you have to be class.
Right.
Because there's some armies you could probably just stand up and just they're like you're in.
Each warrior also had between 5 and 10 ponies. So like if they had 100,000 warriors, there'd be like 500,000.
It's a lot of ponies.
That's a lot. Like,
but it meant they could cover like twice the ground, like the speed at which an army can travel is like doubled because they can just jump pony to pony.
Tell you if what, you're though, horny, let's do it.
It's a lot of horse shit, like
five,
like
ponies.
Genuinely,
pony shit.
Their wee tent bit must have fucking
stank. Oh, yeah. big time.
You ever walk past the stables,
the restaurant in Grimsworth?
Restaurant where?
Grimsworth.
I would never be in Grimsworth, to be fair, but there's a stables down near where we stay down in Kemmer, and it smells like shit. Like
okay, that. So. I think at the let me jump into this point, which is he is what he's also doing is sending out spies as well. He's very good at that. If he's got his eye on somewhere, send out some spies and assassins as well.
This is very like the game Rome Total War,
right?
You just send out a wee diplomat and then you send a wee spy.
Well, what you don't do is cross Genghis Khan, right?
Right.
Because he sends a spy out to I want to say Persia, right? Modern day Iran. There's these guys who he's getting an alliance with other empires as well. Yeah. At this point, let's not call it a Mongol empire, right? They're just starting to make moves. But he starts to develop some allies in different empires, and he sends these guys out to Iran, like a little bit of a team of ambassadors he sends out. And when they go out there, they're like, yo, what's happening? And then the Iranian guy goes, you know, instead of just receiving them with goodwill, he's like, use your spies. Maybe you're assassins, you're going to betray me. So he beheads the main ambassador and he sends the rest of them back, but he cuts their beards off.
Oh,
and
here,
back then, they had class beards.
You can see the guys though with the beards being like, oh, my beard, You know what I mean?
He has it easy. This guy has it easy. He still has his beard.
You know what I mean? First guy gets beheaded. Second guy goes, oh, I'll tell you what. I'd rather that than have my beard cut off. You know? And that's it. Right? Off with the beard.
Oh, this won't grow back.
I know.
So that happened.
They did fully rape and pillage these villages and burn people out, but the worst thing would be, you know,
getting the trim.
Short back and sides.
Dan, do you know where this was that I'm talking about?
No, the Persian story?
Yeah. It's a kingdom in Persia, let's just say. Now, here's what you here's what you don't do. Mug Genghis Khan.
Right.
Now, apparently they were pretty good about, if you put up hostility, what Genghis Khan and Mongolia will do is kill everything in your village or town or city. They'll destroy it, like your pets, men, women, children. It doesn't matter. But if you say like,
it makes it sound like they're starting with pets.
Yeah.
You will watch
him the goldfish.
Him going around fucking eating tropical fish.
If you but if you submit before it starts, he's like, yeah, no worries. He's pretty sound with you.
I'm definitely a big surrender guy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I've got the white flag ready. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
So, but some places put up resistance. Anyway, the Persian guys who beheaded his ambassador and stuff. He just goes back to their city and just levels it.
Wow.
Levels every part of it. Also, some of his techniques involve, putting his enemies in the boiling water. He'll do that. He'll behead people, all that sort of stuff.
Boiling water must be shit, like.
He, part of his first,
did
like.
Did you ever get into a bath that's a wee bit too hot and it fucking singes the bag? Like, yeah. Jesus Christ. Imagine being put in the.
Well, that's a big commitment to just get in, like, bag first almost. Surely you put your feet in first.
Feet, but like, my feet and ankles will cope with the heat. It's whenever you go to sit down and the wee baseball mitt touches the fucking, touches the water.
Your scrotum looks like a baseball mitt.
Yeah. Like that way.
Oh, I don't like it.
Imagine a wee baseball
mitt. Oh, right, okay.
Under the dick.
Yeah.
Holes in all of it.
Laced together.
Men putting their hands in it. one of his first like forays is kind of like where he develops this reputation as kind of like going in and just obliterating places and leveling and being barbaric and killing millions of people. I think there's a big dispute about how many people did he kill over his like time as ruler. Definitely in the millions, but like sometimes it maybe be inflated too much. Mm. But like some of these cities, what would happen is because people were nomadic. Say there's like a big city. If he's on his way, a lot of people who live nearby, the hinterland, people that were in the hinterland, would flock into it. So it actually is a lot of people. But there's stories of like he'd go in somewhere. They'd have all the, like, everyone would be fucked, basically. His men would be surrounding the place. And he would say to his warriors, you've got 400 people to kill. To execute is probably a better way to put it. So they would just execute 400 people.
Jesus Christ.
But some of the early places that he goes in just devastates and kills millions of people are probably, like, modern day, like, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, places like that.
All the stands.
He takes It takes northern China, but never southern China. Like, for example, what I'm saying is the story isn't like he doesn't just go somewhere and it works. For example, he tries to take Beijing. It doesn't really work. He doesn't get it. But he goes away and he learns and he deals with other stuff. And he has a lot of like, what you're like this. What he also will do is see if he's like sacking a city and killing literally everyone.
Mm.
He'll keep some artisans.
I like that.
So if you see him coming,
guys making
get the oil paints
yeah,
out.
I was gonna say.
Oh yeah, doing a caricature. Oh, you just caught me.
Get the oils out.
But he'll keep artisans. And also, you know what else he'll keep?
Oh.
Actors. Swear to God.
He wants stories. Here, I'd have done all right.
He wants you to perform for the boys. You know? That's weird that he has a lot of actors.
See Genghis Khan coming in to rape and pillage me and I'm just sitting.
Running Hamlet.
I'm just sitting there going, "You want answers?" Oh well.
So let's look at.
That's an impressive empire, like from Korea to what the fucking top of Greece.
Yeah, but this the Mongolian Empire, and Dan, maybe after I tell you that. Also, he's the, under him. The Mongolians are the only people. The Mongols are the only people to invade Russia in winter.
Right.
They used the frozen rivers as roads.
Jesus.
Right. So
that's
so,
hardcore. Like,
but one thing he has to do when he's taking all these places, yes, he's utterly barbaric, but he's having to introduce like a bit of infrastructure.
Yeah.
Which is not maybe easy in these big cities, which is not easy for like someone coming from a nomadic background. Mm. When he takes, I'm nearly sure it's not Beijing. There's another big city that actually never recovered. in history after he took it. I think some Persians came to, Persian historians came to visit it after he'd sacked it. Like, he was like, go on ahead, lads. When they got there, they said that he'd killed that many people, his men had killed that many people, that they were walking through this, like, weird terrain, but it was actually just soil, but it was the sheer amount of, like, grease from human bodies.
Oh, my God.
And people they've killed, and these bones that had almost turned into mush that, like, started to change. They killed that many people that the actual landscape started to change, and they piled bodies up everywhere you went. Now,
that's, you wouldn't be doing that unless you loved it, like...
I think it was his passion,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Merv in modern day Afghanistan, apparently 700,000 people has never recovered.
That's maybe Merv. What I'm talking about.
Modern day
Afghanistan.
Yeah. But actually,
Turkmenistan, sorry.
Right.
Actually, his I'll tell you a few things and then Dan come back to stuff I missed.
Sorry, 700,000 people.
Yeah.
That's like half a Garth Brooks tour, like, do you know what I mean? Just of death. Imagine Garth Brooks just coming to Ireland to do 5 shows in Croke, and instead of playing Thunder Rolls, he just murders everyone that shows up.
Hey, okay. You know, are you comparing Garth Brooks with a mass murderer?
Here, he does have friends in low places.
This guy. Well, I certainly murdered as Garth Brooks in Limelight, but I shouldn't have been in the top 3, apparently.
Yeah, I should have been 4th. So nailed on for 4th.
Didn't they make a TV show this on Netflix? A TV show. Was it about Kublai Khan? Was it?
Oh,
maybe, yeah.
And also, can I just say there's a movie about Genghis Khan, and you know who plays him? John Wayne. Dan, can you try and bring up an image?
I've never seen that. By the way,
hey, he's doing an accent.
Oh,
he's doing an accent. Don't worry about that.
I haven't seen that.
Of course,
I've seen a lot of John Wayne movies.
Of course, John Wayne.
See, when he does
Genghis
the accent,
Khan.
Though, does he just do?
Imagine your dad doing it.
The Conqueror.
Yep.
Oh,
there he is.
John.
Oh no.
Oh, John.
Oh God.
I'm gonna rape and pillage this old place.
Yes, imagine that, but trying to be a wee bit Asian. That's what it's like.
I'm gonna rape and pillage.
Maybe
I shouldn't do it.
We'll jump ahead. We'll not jump ahead of that just yet, but there he is.
That's a great photo of him, though.
But
do you remember when Connery went Asian in one of the James Bonds?
No.
No? I think he goes... Where does Connery... Does he pretend to be Japanese in one of them? Connery definitely...
I don't know, you're telling the story.
They go eyebrows. And they put makeup on James
That's
Bond.
Right. I've seen images of this, but I've never seen the movie.
Oh, is it in You Only Live Twice?
Yeah, I think so.
Might be one of those.
Well, in real life, you only live once, and before we die, let's get back on subject.
I'm going to need to know what movie that's in, just so you know.
We'll get the answer. The salmon of knowledge will swim downstream and get it for you, right? Okay, let's get it. Yeah. There's loads, Dan, you'll fill me in on, but he lives until he's like late 60s, early 70s.
Right.
And his son takes over.
Is Kublai Khan his son?
I don't know.
Grandson.
Right. Okay.
But Dan, bring up that map again, please, of the Mongol Empire. This is more, it's actually more after his death that it really, really expands.
Mm.
He's more at the start of it.
But he's done that big middle bit. A middle bit's impressive.
Oh, he's... Yeah, but like also under his... You were talking about Europe earlier, but you're more talking about Eastern Europe. But see, under his either his son or his grandson, they literally... Do you know how far they went in Europe? Vienna.
Mental.
They went to the gates of Vienna, but I think it was his son became ill and he literally turned the whole army back. If it wasn't for that, easily they... Well,
a bad
flew easily.
Away from us all speaking Mongolian.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there's also there's things about him like to talk about his death, that nobody really knows how he died, but there's different theories like he was his poison. One of his wives tried to stab him.
Sounds a wee bit. This sounds like you could be talking about any dealer in the West. One of his wives tried to stab him. He might have been poisoned.
Yeah, like, fell off a like horse. Bad gear.
What?
Fell off a horse.
Yeah, he fell off one of his wee ponies.
A Black Mountain.
Yeah.
So he died when he was very old, which is not really common for people like this. When we look at them, they always got some terrible end.
Somebody usually stabs them. Or do you know what happened a lot in ancient Rome? People get sick of you and then you just get tiled. Right. People just throw tiles at your head until you die, or stones.
There was another myth, potentially, that when he was born, they said he came out clutching a blood clot. And what they interpreted that as back then is that you were destined to become like great.
Jesus. You know,
so there's a little bit of like a destiny.
Just come out like this that I should have mentioned. You were even fighting your fucking ma's womb, like, you know what I mean?
Basically after him, the next rulers of the Mongols really, really expanded.
Yeah.
And it didn't run for like the Mongolian Empire in terms of other empires. It didn't run for that long. I want to say like 1328 or something, Dan, that the empire fell. So it actually wasn't 100
years-ish? Maybe just over 150 years?
I'm not even sure it was. It was the largest uninterrupted empire ever.
Yeah, it stretched for the biggest amount.
That's mental. I didn't know that.
Damn,
pretty impressive,
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, like I'm relatively impressed when people do grand designs.
I'm impressed when people get two families together for a Christmas dinner.
Yeah,
he united the tribes of Mongolia and then expanded all the way to Europe. Like, that's nuts. That's so much admin.
If you were taking over one of those places, what one do you most want to take? This is why I like Rome, because I would most want like Italy.
Can I also point out there was places that were not taken by him, India being one.
Is that a people thing? Is that like there's too many people there?
I think the Himalayas probably.
Yeah, look in between Tibet and India there. So geographically, there's probably places that he could not get to. Japan as well.
One of the stories I enjoyed about when he was like sacking cities and stuff, when it got known that he would just raise a city to the ground, people would, if they were going to fight, some people would leave and he'd sack it. And then people would come back to the city, but he'd send like a little reconnaissance force back to have a look, a couple of months later, and they'd be there just doing whatever. And
yeah, people finally be like, it's safe to go out. It's been a year, and all of a sudden,
there's a Protest the Hero song about Genghis Khan called Bone Marrow.
He's
and they sing about him and all. It's all like, Genghis Khan is upon us.
We'll see in Mongolia, like today, he's like this, like figure. Beyond like mortality, really. He's the main man still. Like, he is the father. They would see him as the father of their nation. And I think there is some myths of like, you know, this guy executed millions of people, children, women, his men under his command. Yeah, raped, pillaged. They did it all. But people will go like, he brought in a lot of like laws about equality and all. You know what I mean? Because they say that like that empire wasn't really in the, I might have this wrong, but weren't really in the religion. Like, they didn't really care either way. Mm. So they wouldn't persecute you they'll persecute you, but not just for being like just a rival or anything like that, for living somewhere. So they said that like when more nations and peoples came into an empire, he would just treat them like kind of everyone else.
Right.
But think of it, doesn't really outweigh all the others.
I know, it's sort of like somebody, I'd say, going, listen, this guy's a cunt, right?
Yeah.
But he's like at the everybody.
Yes, and they say he brought in all these laws, societal laws, and really helped achieve peace. But then I think there's no historical evidence that during his time these laws were.
Do you know, say if you could, you know, people talk about you having those dinners, you know, like where it's like, have any historical figure there, mm-hmm. anybody? Say if I invited him to my dinner, I would love to just say to him, just kick us off here, Genghis. Who hurt you?
Yeah.
Where does the hurt come from?
Do you think it was at man camp?
Something's happened at that man camp.
I think he had wee boobs. I think he had wee boobs when people slagged him at man camp.
Wee Timogen tits. That's what he had. Wee Timogen titties. There he is.
Dan, what else? What else? What am I missing?
That's mental, though. Just imagine, though, like, I wonder about these people, because in a future episode we're going to talk about another big dictator, but I just wonder about these people who killed millions. What's what's ticking in there?
But it is, it has to be a disconnect. It has to be like a, like they're totally like.
But I couldn't even.
You can't know because our brains couldn't imagine being 1% like that. Never mind being.
But like actually, like millions of people have died because of stuff you've, like directly because of stuff you've done or you've ordered it.
I'll tell you.
I think that's fucking class. That's wild. No, I'm joking.
I think he lived to be that long, because in his empire there was a bit of succession there, because he. So I forgot to mention this earlier. His mate Jamie, they had a big fallout. Right, big
don't want
fallout.
To fall out with this guy.
You don't want to fall out. And this is his blood brother. They were blood brothers, right? What happened was Jamie's men like gave him up. When Genghis Khan was really coming up and becoming the guy, they realized what way the wind was blowing and they sort of brought him. And then a lot of Jamie's like top level dudes tried to come over to Genghis Khan. They were like, Genghis.
He took his TLDs off him.
Fuck him.
Top level dudes.
But then, you know what Genghis Khan did? Executed them all. He goes, nah, yous aren't loyal. I'm not having people around me that are not loyal. So like, there's other people that probably like would have brought them in, used their expertise, you know, would have loved that. And also, when he killed, oh, listen to this, this will break your heart. This will be like if we ever have a big podcast fallout. When Jamie's brought to him, it's like, there's no way out. He says to Jamie, you know what? We've been at war with each other. At the end of the day, you're my blood brother. And I want to spare you. I want to spare you. You know what Jamie says? Get ready for this. There's not enough room in the sky for two sons. Which is mental. Just go, cheers, bro.
Yep.
But he goes, nah. But do me a favor. Kill me. But don't shed my blood.
They don't.
Royal blood.
You're not allowed to spill royal blood.
And apparently one of the things he might have done is...
How did he kill him? Strangle him or
something? They broke his back. They like...
On a wheel.
Hold on. Right. Because no.
Give me a peaceful death. Just put me on a wheel.
Do you know what? Fuck the royal... Kill me. Fuck that royal blood thing.
Another...
Slit my throat. I'll tell you what not to do. Break my back on a fucking wheel.
You know another thing they might have done is rolled him up in a big carpet and had horses trample him to death.
I won't spill your blood. Sure, yeah, there's the carpet's a few like a big tampon.
Because then they talked about other people being like buried in the foundations of buildings, not to spill their blood. But
yeah, another thing about Genghis Khan is when they said he wanted to be buried but not have anything disturb his burial ever, so he didn't want this big grand tomb because then enemies might come and degrade his body and stuff. So. Apparently, there was a very small expedition that went out to bury him with very trusted people. And if they encountered anybody on the path to bury him of where they were going to bury him, you were executed. Doesn't matter who you are. If you walked in front of that procession and didn't know what it was, in case you knew where he was buried,
you couldn't be around a cunt like that. You couldn't. I was just sitting here thinking, who would you want to be? Because you don't want to be the guy that goes... Genghis, I'm your mate now, because he goes, oh, but you're that guy's mate.
Yeah, dead.
Or you go, we've been mates a long time. Dead.
Yeah.
Genghis, you know, I'm the ruler of this town. Take it. You're a dick. Dead.
Yeah. No, I
walked across the path of your fucking cortege.
Yeah.
Still dead.
Now, to this day, this could be another podcast for us. No one knows where he's buried. But apparently...
We can do it.
When Japan and China, when Japan and China are going into Mongolia to like potentially like say mine for precious minerals or anything like that, they have a little bit of a deal with the Mongolian government apparently, where it's like, we know some places where people think he might be, we'll not go near that. Don't worry.
Oh wow! Right. Okay.
I think they basically say like, oh, we're going to do an expedition to look for Genghis Khan, but actually what they're looking for is minerals, and they sort of know where he is, so they just avoid it.
Yeah. And then there's other rumours that like they rerouted a river to go over where he's buried, so like no one would ever.
Mental.
Fine.
That's fucking wild. I didn't know half of this. I didn't know most of this. Most of my Genghis Khan knowledge is from that Protest the Hero song. There's a line in it about, I mean, not a lot of songs will give you this, to be fair. You know, Justin Timberlake's fucking talking about like, you know, dancing all night and crying and whatever, but like.
Well, I thought you meant he sings it.
No,
like,
no. And then,
is that on the Future Sex Love Show?
Or, you know, you get fucking, I don't know, Watermelon Sugar, right, by Harry Styles. But then Protest the Hero are singing about firing so many arrows that it drains the blood of this town into their land. Like, you know what I mean?
There's a great song.
Let our arrows rain from sky to drain the blood into their land. That's a great Protest the Hero impression. Great band.
There's a song on the Future Sex Love Sounds album.
Future Sex Love Sounds?
Yeah. There's a song on it called Losing My Way. And it goes, hi, my name is Bob and I work at my job. I make $40-something a day. Used to be the man in my hometown until I started to lose my way. And then it's just emotional. A story, but he was the high school jock and it hasn't worked.
Peaked at 18.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be one of them people.
No.
You want to peak.
Genghis Khan didn't peak at 18.
Nah.
He was only getting started.
Came out of the school at 18, the man camp, and just went,
yeah,
I'm a fuck shit up.
Yep.
That's mental. I've never heard nearly all of that.
Yeah. I mean, for sure, there's massive parts that I'm missing. But
the boiling of human beings, like, that must stink as well.
Another thing they apparently used to do.
Obviously, he must not have had a great sense of smell, or else he loved it. Like, because, I mean, you're talking horse shit on a level that I can't imagine.
Pony shit.
Pony shit plus boiling people plus, I mean, I imagine if you break someone's back on a wheel, that's going to stink.
Another thing they used to do when they went to, apparently when they went to like a town to take it over, is poured like silver into people's ears and mouths and eyes as a way to kill them.
Like molten silver?
Yeah, it's about degrading people and stuff as well, you know.
Fuck me. That's all a wee bit.
It's a bit much.
It's just all a bit rough. And what happened? Let's investigate the man camp. What happened there?
You know why I think he was able to take...
He picked last for something, did he?
You know why I think he was able to take large parts of China? Because his men are boiling people alive, and you know what all the Chinese were doing to counteract that? Chinese burns.
Don't that give that gives you cancer? Remember that?
Here, do you know what? The end of this episode, let's give each other a Chinese burn.
I can't.
You
really
let Tony McKenna, professional boxer, hit you.
I know, but I'll let you do it to me, but I can't really do it.
Right, okay. I can give you a Chinese burn?
Yeah, is this going to be shit for
Where
me?
On the arm do you want, like...
Just like there.
Right.
That's a one twist, isn't it?
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah, this is going to be shit.
I can't really manipulate
your
skin.
I know, I've grown my arm.
For that? Yeah. That's what the Mongols did.
I can't manipulate your skin. There was a time
I can't manipulate your skin.
I know there must have been a time in the 12th century where someone goes to give you a Chinese burn and that happens, and they're like, oh, you must be a god, you know what I mean? I can't manipulate your skin. That's unbelievable. Oh, this guy's dick's made a mother of pearl. Make him a ruler. Yeah. I don't think I couldn't be one of those people. Like a million dead.
It's not
sort
an
of
option
guy.
Now.
No, but I mean, here, there's people doing it still.
A million dead to say the one the pony did the damage.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah,
I couldn't be a million dead sort of guy. But do you know what I'm most likely, if I was going to be in this story, I'm one of his actors.
Yeah.
You know
But
what
it's
mean?
One of those ones
Imagine
where
the pressure of that performance.
He's celebrated, but look at everything he did, you know? Dan, oh, look at that.
To be fair.
Boss, boss.
That's me getting ready for bed.
Look at that wee fringe. Yeah, that's you, Sunday night, 8 o'clock, you've just had your bath.
I'm watching a rerun of Ballycus Angel.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
But yeah.
Great,
big man.
Great
big
role.
Man.
That's a unit's pose, isn't
oh,
it? Like?
Oh, why? So there you go, that's the episode on Genghis Khan. I enjoyed researching that, and it has made me want to see more. You
mostly
know? So
history?
If there is a series on Netflix, no, not mostly history.
No?
No.
Really?
I'm going to say the man existed, but the historical accounts are so skewed on it that there's a lot of it. I believe he was a barbaric leader and all this kind of thing, but his story and his background just seems very...
I think it's a real mix. The born with the blood clot and all that were added after to make him more godlike, but
yeah.
He was obviously...
Oh, also, stupid not to mention, there's that myth, or is it a myth, that like 1 in 10 people in the world are related to him.
Oh, why? Because he had a lot of kids.
Because he had a hell of a lot of kids. I read something on it that like it probably isn't 1 in 10, probably much more than that. Like as in less people are related
yeah.
to him. But we're all related to people from back then.
The thing is, back then the world population was like 400 million or something.
Yeah. Right,
and because if you were having kids back then, you're going to be related to so many people now.
Yeah. That,
you know, that's statistically, novel. It's going to be.
He's your granddad.
Right.
No, I can't.
Is that why I look like him? I wonder though about like, see, because being people talk about like the Roman Empire being barbaric and stuff like that.
But it was
more soft touch diplomacy as well. You know, where you actually want people to, you want the threat of violence.
As I say, there are places he went to that they just surrendered immediately, and he was like, "Yep, no worries."
What was that Netflix series called? I think they spent an absolute fortune on it. I think they cancelled it after two seasons.
I'm going to start watching it tonight.
Because I watched a few bits. I think it's about Kublai Khan.
There's one called Mongol.
Is that it? Yeah, I think that is
it. And then there's Marco Polo, which is around the same time.
It was the Marco Polo one. It all starts off with Kublai Khan. Yeah.
I need an MDP.
What's that?
Modern day piss.
Right. Well, so enjoy that.
I think we should wrap up this episode.
CS, Contemporary Slash.
If you enjoyed this episode of Mysteries, please rate and subscribe. We've never said that. Can people rate and subscribe?
They can, yeah.
Rate and subscribe. And if you can, kill a million people. Just
don't
can,
do that.
If you can.
Or leave a comment criticizing everything we've spoke about.
Call us out.
Live in our heads aren't free. Tell me I need to lose weight and learn about bullet types, you fucking rude.
Kieran, you don't need to learn about bullet types. Guys, thank you very much for listening and watching. We appreciate it. Until next time, this has been Mysteries.